Now recording.
So I think what we should do today, so we only have 30 minutes. Let's do like a 2018 like recap overview, like thoughts of what happened, what we did in that year.
I thought we were going to talk about Young Justice.
Oh, I think we should wait. We should save that until after we've watched season 3.
Oh, it's going to be so long from now, dude.
Are you sure? Because you've gotten through so much of it real quick.
It's just, all right. Recap shows kind of bug me, but let's do it.
I mean, if you don't want to, you don't have to. Jack, close the door.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I heard a beep, and I thought, it's just, no, we can do it. I don't know what we're going to talk about, though.
Wait, my honest thought is we'll do a recap show, kind of talk about things, and it'll turn into a little tot episode, you know, along with it. I figured, you know, because I kind of want to ease back in. We haven't done episodes in so long.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah. So let's just get going. We'll do a recap of 2018 or whatever, and talk about stuff, and then we'll see where we go.
All right. It's just funny because like the other day, I was watching something, they were doing a recap show, and I was just like, that's so fucking lame.
And that's the intro to our show. Welcome to our still fucking lame show.
Yeah. All right, well.
From a fallout shelter somewhere under Seattle, Washington, is the show you've been waiting for. Get ready to join your hosts, John and Kendrick, as they talk comics, movies, and more. Now here's Spoiler Country!
Alright, well, welcome back to Spoiler Country. I'm Kendrick, and that is Mr. Horsley. And today we're doing something fucking lame. No. You know, we're just doing... Okay, so... We've been out of the game for the last few days.
Days, like almost a month.
Yeah, well, I was trying to be light. But yeah, because of the holidays, and I had traveling that had to happen. And
I'm lame.
Yeah, and I got sick, which is always lame, for like a week and a half, man. It's actually, I'm still getting over it. I'm still taking antibiotics. I'm still got the snuffles. I still cough a little bit.
That sucks.
And then some other things happened to me that is too embarrassing for me to talk about here.
Look, I talked about doing a full episode on that, and you said no.
Yeah, so. it's so lame. No, anyways,
yeah.
So it's like one thing after another, and so it's been a little bit. So we thought we'd ease back into things by doing what Johnny suggested just a little bit ago, and you may or may not have heard it because that whole thing in. But we're just going to like recap what we did in 2018 and what's going on and what our plans are for 2019 moving forward. I'm not a huge fan of the recap shows. I always find them as being lazy, which seems to be a theme with me lately.
You think everything's lame?
I know. It's like lame or lazy, lazy writing. That's so lazy.
I know. because you're a pro writer, right?
Yeah. It has nothing to do with me being a pro writer. That's for sure. Cause I would be even lazier.
You have been technically published once.
Twice. Well, once as an artist, once as an author now, thank you, Johnny, and once as a photographer.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm in a Time Life book. Beat that.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Really? Which one?
It's a photograph book. I don't even know which one it is.
do you have so a copy lame. Of it?
No, I don't. I didn't even buy a copy. They didn't even give me any money. They liked the picture so much. They had a contest. You know, and I didn't win the contest, but they're like, but your picture's really good. We'd love to put it in as one of the shots. And when I turned 25, I went to Lake Diablo. I went camping with some buddies.
Yeah.
And I woke up. This is in August, too. And I woke up like, I don't know, it was like right as sunset as sunrise was starting. But you couldn't see the sun yet. Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've ever been to Lake Diablo. It's right off of Highway 20 on the Cascade Loop. And it's near Diablo Dam and not too far away from Ross Lake. And anyways, I woke up and it has like these floating docks that come out and the water is like an emerald green color and it comes off of Tiger Glacier. So it's super cold. The water itself is. and you're like snuggled in the top of these mountains, and you're like, when everywhere you look is a mountain top, you know, and it's surrounded by trees. It's a beautiful place. It really is.
Sounds like it. Jesus.
And the fog had rolled in, and it was just kind of cascading across the lake. And I just took this picture that was perfect. You know what I mean? I don't know how else to put it. And yeah. And I took it with like a digital camera so that was 2001.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. No, it was 1999.
Oh shit.
Yeah. It was 1999. And I had just, cause it was on my 25th birthday, and yeah, I took the picture, and it was with my sister's, who's now passed away, her 3.1 megapixel Sony digital camera. Right.
Oh, Jesus.
It was so old. You know what I mean? Now it's so old, and just, it was like one of the first ones that were kind of small, but it was still kind of bulky, and it would take you 20 years to take a shot. Cause you like, you had to be, you know what I mean? You couldn't, it didn't do bursts like they do nowadays. You know what I mean?
Right.
So yeah, I took the picture and Time Life loved it and they published it.
That's awesome. Yeah. You know, you should probably find out what book it is and get a copy of it, and you could sell it at cons and sign it. I'm a published photographer.
No, I'm good. I have looked for it. I could never find it.
Oh
yeah. It's around. I'll find it. I mean, I know it was there cause I saw it in the book and I saw it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they, and they sent me a link to it, but this is like 2000 when they sent me the link, and
that link probably doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, well, when I go back into Hotmail, because it was on my Hotmail account, because I've had my Hotmail account since 1996. It was before the kid that started Hotmail sold it out to Microsoft.
Oh damn! See, I think I got mine. My first Hotmail account, my first email account was punkdoggy@hotmail.com, and I'm pretty sure I got it in like 1997.
Yeah,
I think that was right around the time that Microsoft bought it.
Yeah, and so anyway, I went back and I have messages all the way back to like 2001, 2002 still in there, but damn, I couldn't find it. I was like, aw, because they sent me a link to it. You know what I mean? So that you can order the book. Like you could. I was like, you could at least give the book to me for free. Jeez, man.
Here, we're gonna use your shit, not pay you for it, and then make you buy it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it was a bunch of amateurs, you know what I mean, that just happened to get a book.
But still, I mean, fucking pay you for it. Give you a copy of the book, or at least.
Yeah. Give you a copy of the book.
But that was Time Life, you cheap bastards.
So 2018 started off with a shot of January. What happened in January? Do you remember anything of note happening in January and February of last year?
Yeah, I do. So January was our first episode of this year was a episode on Star Wars, which was odd because we don't really talk about Star Wars very often.
No, but was this the infamous live episode?
So the first episode of this year was the Star Wars and video games, but not Star Wars video games.
Yeah, because we talked about Star Wars, we talked about video games, but we didn't talk about any Star Wars video game, which is there a plethora of them.
Yeah, not a single one. But the next episode was actually the infamous Last Jedi live review with Mike Peacock, which was a huge clusterfuck.
What was that? That was in the winter time. For some reason, in my head, I have it in the fall.
No, that was the second episode of the year on January 7th of last year.
Oh. If you want to laugh, that's a good one to go. Just not because we're funny. It's just because it was such a horrendous episode. Technically,
it was our second time doing a live episode. Our last time doing a live episode, and it was just
no. We did a second one because we did when we had our 50th anniversary show.
Yeah, but that was before this. So our anniversary show was our 50th episode was actually in 2017.
Oh, and then we did that one. And that was the last time we tried to do a live because it was just a cluster.
I want to do them again sometime, but I want to practice and get the shit down more because it's just, you know.
Well, I don't even remember what service we used to do that now.
Oh man, it was like a
radio type service thing.
Yeah, it was.
It worked. Yeah,
it worked, but they wanted money. So
yeah. Well, we just did the free version, and it was
Did you know what else we did in January of last year?
Huh?
We met Kevin Smith.
Was that January? I thought that was early February.
Nope, it was January because we released the episode called John and Kendrick Meet Kevin Smith, Talk Doctor Who and Superman, or also Superman, on the 26th of January.
Nice.
So So yeah, we met Kevin Smith at Destiny Comics in January. He promised to be on our show on our 100th episode and then ghosted us.
Yeah, jerk.
Right? Like he has better things to do.
I know, like having a heart attack excuses you from being on Spoiler Country. Come on.
Right. But yeah, best of luck to you.
No, we love you, Kevin Smith. Don't worry about it.
And then in February, we did our 7 days of South Park, by the way.
Oh, God. So February is the 7 days of South Park, otherwise known as the era of 2018 that I have blacked out.
Yeah, the descent into madness. So what are we doing next month for our 7 days, seven reviews?
We're going to do seven different episodes. I'm going to re-release the South Park now.
No. Although surprisingly, those episodes did way better on downloads than I thought they would, like for the year. Like I thought they'd be like, because we released, you know, eat them each day and each one of them. And actually, if you listen to them, like it really is, it gets to be like, you know, 2 minutes talking about South Park. And then we actually talk about a bunch of other stuff for the half an hour or whatever.
Because we just got, it was the act of having to watch that stupid thing. You know, and now it's just, I hate that movie now. I can't watch it.
Yeah, I haven't watched it since then. I'm not going to.
No, I wouldn't be able to. I'd be dude, like, ugh.
I watched it over my anniversary. I was on my anniversary up in Orcas Island, and I had to watch
it. You were like, you guys went to Ocean Shores, and you had to watch that fucking movie.
Yeah.
And your wife like, hates South Park.
She does. Well, and the one of them, we had to record like on the drive up to get it out on time, and then recorded one there on the drive back. It was just, it was so crazy.
Oh, man. That is so funny.
Yeah. But. You know,
I don't know if we'll ever do something like that again. It was too much. And then we challenged everybody else to do it and no one did it. Except for Eli did a version of it.
Yeah. Just so you know, the person holding out not wanting to do it is Kenrick. I will happily do it again.
Yeah, I'll admit it. That whole thing was such I think if it was like once a week kind of thing,
then every day.
That would be easier, but every day. And I think that was my idea to do that.
It was your idea, yeah.
Oh, even worse.
Yeah. Oh God. So if anybody wants to like, you know, give us a bunch of money to do a 7 days for a movie or something like that, then that'll convince Kenrick.
Yeah. If you want to give me money, I'll totally do it.
So we also went to Emerald. We went to a bunch of cons, man. We went to Emerald City. We went to San Diego. We went to Rose City. We went to
RenCon.
So speaking of RenCon, Kenrick, we actually did an interview after you left that one day. Ken and I walked downstairs and talked to my friend Sam, and I totally forgot to put it in an episode.
The forgotten Sam. That's nice.
Right. So Sam, I'm so sorry, but here finally on this episode, let's go hear what Sam and I had to talk about, which is complete nonsense, but you know, whatever.
And here it is.
Hello there.
Hello. This is how it's gonna go.
That's fine.
You're gonna give us shit and we'll give it back.
Of course. Why don't you tell everybody who you are?
My name is Sam Whitney. I'm Sam's Art Mess.
That I couldn't read for a long time to figure out what that said.
Nobody can. I don't think anyone's guessed it. I thought it seemed like it was a reasonable
thing. It's clever. I just always thought I was like, Sam Smash 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 Smash.
It also, the individual letters add up to my name, which I didn't realize until much later, so I thought I was very clever after the fact. So
you're clever by default.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Accidentally clever.
So what are you selling here?
It happens all the time to me.
Right. So what are you selling here at RenCon?
I am selling stickers, sticker packs, my brand new coloring book, which took me over a year to actually finalize and finish because I panicked and made rash decisions like 100 times. And then original drawings.
Nice. Have you been doing good today or and yesterday?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Everyone's in a good mood and coming around enjoying stuff. It's fun.
You messaged me and asked me, should I do a comic show with my stuff? And I was like, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm comic adjacent. I've never been like...
Very, very.
Yeah, like it's always like the same themes of like sci-fi, horror, you know, fun stuff like that, but... It was never exactly comic, so I wasn't sure if it would fit, but it's definitely been good.
And much like my wife, Haley, here, who got forced into by being an artist on a comic book, I took some of your art and put into the same comic book, so you'll technically have worked in comics when that comes out.
Oh, yeah, I'm an expert now, I forgot. I'm heavily involved, kind of a big deal.
So you don't know, I took some of his artwork and put it into a John the Lonely story as a page, and
he came out... Hey, one night we're laying in bed, like...
Like 10 years ago.
10 years ago, and he goes... You should draw this. Will you draw this? So finally I was like, fine, I'll draw it. So I'm like drawing these characters I don't draw. I can write letters pretty. Don't draw. Absolutely do not draw. Many times said this. Why do you want this? I don't want to draw.
However.
So I did it, and he has turned it into an entire series and, like, forced me along to go through everything, so...
The Joel Noy characters, yeah. She drew the first iteration of them. Then I took him into Illustrator and made him into vector files so I could move them around. And so now I credit her as being the artist on the series, even though all she did was draw the figures
originally. 5 minutes, 10 years ago.
And then for you, for the book, I said, hey, send me some artwork. I'm going to superimpose it on shit. And you're like, okay.
Actually, that particular instance is what... inspired my new line. I've been using an X-Acto knife to cut out my Sharpie drawings.
Oh, nice.
And then I'm laying them onto paintings and pouring resin on them, and I'm having a blast. But it was all started because of that picture.
I'm so... That's cool, man. That's awesome. So we should, as you mentioned earlier, we should talk about how we met. Because it's a fun story, I think.
It's reasonably good, I think. Yeah. It just shows you how small the world can be.
Yeah. So I'll start. A couple years ago, I was doing Jet City Comic Con in Tacoma as an artist, and my printer ran out of ink. And we followed each other on Instagram, right? It was Instagram, right? Yeah. And I posted up. I was like, it was a long shot. I honestly expected nobody to respond. Like, hey, my printer broke. Anybody got a printer or ink or something? And you responded, and you were like, hey, I have one. And I was like, you're not by me. And you were...
I was, like, what, 10 miles away, something like that?
Like, ridiculously close.
Yeah, it's so close. We're both like, am I going to get raped and killed on this? Because this seems really weird.
Yeah, I told my roommate I had a stranger from the internet coming over. And if anything was weird when she got home, just call 911.
Right? I told her this thing. I was like, here, my location is on my phone, just in case. And then I spent, like, 2 hours there just BSing and making prints.
Yeah, and my studio, in quote marks... is a creepy unfinished basement that I call the murder basement.
So it wasn't creepy at all going down there.
Yeah, pretty great. I was only scared for the first 10 minutes.
Yeah. No, it was great. I slid into those DMs, got my prints done, and we've been friends ever since. But this is the first time you've been at a show that I've been at, though. So are you going to do more shows?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm all over the place now.
Are you doing Jet City in Tacoma?
No, not yet.
You should.
I see my work is fine in comics adjacent areas, I think I'll do all right. Keep doing them.
Yeah, I think if you get in the Jet City, Jet City is a really good show. I like it a lot.
Well, I'll definitely look into it.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. We have a lot of fun. We've done it twice.
Twice is an artist table. I don't have a table this year because I'm doing more podcasting stuff right now while I'm working on my other book. When my other book comes out, it'll probably be one of the first ones I sign up for.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. Well, Sam, thank you so much. I appreciate it for letting me bombard your table and ask you random questions.
All righty. Thank you very much.
And again, looking for Sam's Art Mess on Instagram. You'll find him there. Jet City, we went to Ren Con, we went to Geek Girl Con, we went to Washington Geek Fest, Ace Comic Con.
That's right. We did quite a few of those. I like cons. Yeah. I'm not the biggest con fan. You're a total dork for cons.
So I'll be honest. I'm getting a little burnt out.
Yeah.
On them.
It's because you did like 30 of them last year, so you're like
the end. Yeah, the ending of the summertime where it was like four cons back to back to back to back.
It's
to back.
Too much.
I was just like, I'm beat.
I'm okay.
I had fun at them, but
honestly, I'm okay. I like to do Ren Con because it's a small one. Ace was cool because they were just so nice.
Ace was
better than I.
They were really nice. Yeah.
Emerald because that's our backyard. You know? And then San Diego because that's like the nerd mecca.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and San Diego's going to be hard for us this year because we're not getting tickets, so we got to figure that out, which I think we have figured out.
So, I think we have figured out, but if you have tickets and you want to give them to us, you know, hit us up.
Let us know.
Let us know.
We could use them.
But I don't think I'm going to do as many cons this year. I don't know. I might. See, it's hard for me because I have a book coming out next month, right? So I might be doing cons from a different avenue as having a table and selling books, which is a totally different beast.
Yeah, that's different. That's, you know, it's a different mentality. It's a different thing. I think for us or for me, it was once you do the big cons, like you do Emerald and you do San Diego, the only ones that are really worth doing after that is kind of the small ones. But even that, it's more of the fanboy part of me just wants to see all the stuff out there.
Yeah.
But the rest is kind of the same. You know what I mean? You're going to talk to people and then, you know, and we're not, I don't know. It becomes monotonous and then you start getting kind of bored. And then those episodes don't do the best for us except
they do all right.
Only during the time of the con. But yeah, who wants to go back and learn about 2017 Emerald City?
I don't know. So maybe somebody, you know, sometimes it's funny because, you know, I'm a stat hawk and I watch our stats like a hawk, you know, and there are some times where I go back and somebody will have listened to like all of Emerald City for last year. And, you know, we'll have like 10 plays on each episode of Emerald City. And I'm like, what? Who's listening to a 2017 Emerald, you know, last year's or 2018 or 2017's San Diego comp, right. You know, but it happens.
Yeah. It's just, but,
you know.
Yeah, I get you.
It's whatever.
It's whatever.
So that being said, and our totally enthusiastic,
but we do love going to San Diego and Emerald City. That's for sure.
We do. But if there's any con runners out there that want to, you know, give us press passes to go review their con, we'll take it and show up.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, we have fun with them.
So we also talked to Uwe Boll last year.
Yeah, Uwe Boll. That was a cool interview. That was better than we anticipated. Yeah.
It was the Uwe Boll show. We didn't talk much.
Now, not really. No, we talked a little bit. I mean, I honestly get kind of offended when people do that because it makes it sound like we're not good interviewers. And it's like, well, I think it's the other way around. They're so comfortable. They like to talk.
Yeah, no, I mean, I didn't mean that as an insult. I mean, he just had a lot to say. Yeah.
I didn't think it as an insult.
I wasn't insulting you. God, you dick.
I know. I'm so hurt. No, I'm not saying that. It's just that I've heard that a few times. We're like, oh, you guys didn't even say anything. Well, thanks. I'll just, why even have a show then?
we're done. We quit.
But that was an awesome interview though.
Yeah, that was a whole lot of fun. It was like one of the highlights of 2018 was talking with getting to talk with Uwe Boll, somebody who, I mean, he's known as the worst director in the world, which we were forbidden to say on the episode, to say that out loud. But that's what he's known for on the internet. I don't think that's necessarily the case. I mean, whatever, but that's what his nickname is. I did think it was funny that his manager or whatever basically told us, you know, we can't say these certain things on the episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I mean, I get it.
I mean, no one wants to be thought of as that way.
No. Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? And he's smart. He's super smart.
He's a super smart guy. He's super fun to talk to. I still want to go up to Vancouver to his restaurant.
Yeah, me too. And he's super nice. And I don't know. He had a lot of good stuff to say. And he's, you know, and he sent out our show a couple times.
Yeah,
on his stuff.
Yes, he did.
So, you know, kudos to that. And the fact that he put that money together, he had the drive to get those licenses and to make those movies. I just, I don't give a fuck what any of the other people say because he did it.
Yeah, I know. Right. I wish I could do it.
Right.
Make money off that shit.
I wish you were doing it as well.
Yeah. I non-sexual jokes aside, I plan to be doing it with comics next month.
Nice.
So we did a bunch of stuff. Now I did pull some quick little numbers for this episode just because it's, you know, numbers are fun. If you'll bear with me for a second. So in 2017, our first year, you know, we were active for 6 months, right? In that 6 months we released 50 episodes.
Yeah.
Just 50 podcast episodes, right?
Which was actually a crazy amount.
It is a crazy for 6 months, 50 episodes is a lot because we're insane. Yeah. However, in 2019, we released 120. Sorry, in 2018, we released 120 total episodes of everything. We released 95 episodes of our podcast, 12 KSBs, obviously one per month.
Yeah.
We released 3 bonus episodes, 2 podcast signal boosts. And then we actually started, and then the fun stuff, we started a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And we released 6 episodes of Drinks and Comics. We released 2 little bonus episodes of Drinks and Comics on the channel, one for Stan Lee and one about, you know, the winners of our contest. And on our main channel, we released 2 episodes of me showing off and talking about my comics.
Nice.
That's a lot of content.
Yeah, man. It is a lot of content. It's a lot of fun.
I am kind of sad that we didn't hit that 100 episodes in a year for Sword Country. I mean, we did. If you count the bonus episodes, the PSBs and the KSBs were well over 100.
Yeah.
And because we hit 50 in 2017, I was like, oh, I want to double it but I mean, we did in a way, but I was kind of hoping to have 100 regular episodes.
Yeah, I mean, we went over.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't know why content-wise, you wouldn't want to count the 12 extra Kickstarter single boosts, but those are 12 episodes. They're just a different, just type. Count them separately because they're meant for something else.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, all in all, I think 2018 was a good year. We had good growth on our stuff. We expanded upon what we're doing.
What was your favorite thing that happened in 2018?
With the podcast? My favorite thing? It's a toss-up because one of...
Well, just everything that we did.
So I think my favorite thing the most fun thing we did was the live shows at RenCon.
Oh, that was for you? That was the funnest thing?
That was one of the, I think so. Off the top of my head, that or starting the YouTube show, Drinks and Comics.
Yeah, I think Drinks and Comics for me was the funnest thing.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I don't know. It's a toss-up. I think Drinks and Comics maybe may edge out a little bit because, I don't know, I had a lot of, I have a lot of fun doing live stuff, and I have fun doing the video stuff, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. I didn't realize that the RenCon stuff really got you.
Well, just the set, the RenCon honestly kind of jazzed both of us into doing video, you know? We're like, oh, we can do this video stuff, man.
Yeah, that was definitely part of it.
Mm-hmm.
The part that really got me wanting to do the video was seeing, and if you guys haven't checked out on YouTube, Comic Tom 101, you should.
Yeah.
There's a buddies of mine, and watching Tom and Russ start that channel like almost a year after us and then surpass us in
everything
and doing so well, it was like, dang, man, I'm weirdly proud of those guys.
Right.
You know what I mean?
We should be having video on our stuff too.
Right. And it made me go, oh, you know what? We really need to be following suit on some of that stuff. And it's not because we want to get a bunch of stats. It's not really what it's about. It's really just about that looks so much more fun than what we're doing.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
They're bringing all this stuff together. And it's like, I want to see how that's like. And then we did have a ton of fun doing video.
We did. And we still do. I can't wait to start doing Drinks Comics again.
Yeah. And we'll bring that. And that'll be back here very shortly, actually. Yeah,
should be. It should be next week, hopefully, if everything plans out right.
Yeah.
So we have one more thing that we forgot to talk about so far that happened in 2018. That's a big deal.
What's that?
Well, he goes by the name of Andrew Sumner.
Yeah, that is a big deal.
It is a big deal. We made friends with Sumner at Comic-Con in San Diego, and we've done four episodes with him now, and it's just each one.
And he's come and visited us here, and we've got to sit down live with him and do stuff, which has been awesome.
Yeah,
it always works out.
I just can't wait to do more.
Yeah, those are always some of my funnest episodes. Those are some of the funnest
most
episodes
fun.
To do. The most fun, funnest, funner.
The mo funner.
Yeah, the mo funners. The mo funners.
No, they're great.
The mo funners.
Yeah, mo funners. They're great because we always sit down and record one episode and we end up talking for over 2 hours each time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he just knows so much stuff and he has so many stories and it's just like, oh, I can sit and listen to him for hours.
I know. So in 2019, I want to, you know, do more with him. And at some point, I want to go over to his neck of the woods and record with him in his home environment.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because who doesn't want to go to London?
Right? I mean, you'd be silly not to. So,
yeah, totally.
Does anything besides Drinks and Comics stand out for you for the podcast and for what we did this year for 2018?
Well, there's another thing that's huge
what I forget.
Well, in 2018, in December, we released the first story under the Ainz Anthology banner.
But that's not podcast related.
It's not podcast related, but a lot of it is born from us talking in the podcast and pushing you forward to get that thing going.
This is true. We did release the first short story written by Kenrick here, drawn by Scott Godlewski of Copperhead fame and Superman.
Godlewski.
The
W is silent.
Right. I keep going back and forth in my head on how to pronounce it. And I was like, what? This is right. No, this is right. And I'm an idiot. So sorry. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Scott.
Just remember the W is silent.
Right. Right. And then colors by me. And then letters. And
it turned out fantastic.
Yep. And letters by Nikki Powers, who's she's actually lettering most of the Ainz Anthology book.
It's awesome. It turned out so good.
It did. Now, we released a black and white version, so you don't actually see my colors except for on the little cover we made. But in the actual book, which will be on Kickstarter in February of 2019, which is next month when we're recording this, you'll get the full colored story, which I've actually sent the colors out to a couple people that I know that do colors. And this is why I did this, because this is one of my first times doing colors like this over somebody else's work.
Yeah.
And so far, the feedback I've gotten is pretty good. So I'm happy with that.
Good. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, look out for in February when the Kickstarter comes out.
Yep.
And we'll support the book.
We'll have lots of plans for podcast related stuff to do to promote the book. So be prepared for that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a big one, man. And yeah, maybe it's not related to the podcast as a whole, but it's both of us worked on something.
Yeah.
That was a big deal. And it's all part of trying to release and to give back to this community that we've been lucky to be a part of.
Yeah. And that book has been 2 years in the making. So hopefully I'm hoping that people It resonates with people.
You've had people quit because it's been taking so long.
I have. I have people quit.
And you kicked people out.
I have. I've kicked two people out and had one guy quit. He's like, it was taking too long. And I'm like, I told you it's going to be a process, man. I'm one dude. Chill.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we should see by March or April, we should actually have the final physical copies printed out and in hand.
Monsters are everywhere. They always have been. They lurk hidden in every shadow. Behind every dark thought, they are probably in your closet possessing your friends. And they're almost certainly creeping behind you now. They are most often undetectable. And when they're not, it's too late. Throughout time, these monsters have feasted on society, both physically and metaphysically. The chaos they bring fuels a great dark spirit that seeks to end the world with pain and torment. The Ainz are our only hope. The Ainz family has been cursed since before recorded history to detect the presence of these monsters. It is their bound duty to stop these creatures from destroying humanity through any means necessary, be it by sword, spell, or other. Though the Ainz can feel when the creatures are in close proximity, the monsters themselves are also drawn toward the family. But not everything is as it seems. And although the war between the monsters and the Ainz has waged for centuries, the black and white battle lines have grayed over the years. Not all monsters may be considered evil. Not all Ainz are as righteous as one would think. These are the tales of the Ainz family. Visit AinzAnthology.com to find out more.
You know what? Thinking back now, you know what I think my favorite episode that we did, actually? And it's not the episode itself. It's the process and what we did. The Avengers Infinity War episode.
Oh, that was so fun.
Because you came up, we watched it. Eli watched it at just about the same time.
Yep.
And then we all raced back to you came with me to my office.
Yeah.
And then Eli raced home, and then we did a whole review on it.
We did.
And that was a ton of fun.
I hope you know that I'm planning to do that again for Endgame.
Yeah, we have to do that again for Endgame.
I'm planning to come up for Endgame and do the hopefully get Eli to do the same thing with us again.
Oh yeah, I think he's all on board to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think we'll do the scene by scene thing.
We're gonna talk more open talk on it.
Generic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and try not to have any too big of spoilers.
It's a spoiler country. There'll be spoilers on it. I guarantee you.
Yeah, that's true.
Like Eli couldn't contain himself.
Oh my God! They killed Spider-Man.
That was the best.
I was like, oh my God. And having I guess this was that last year that Eli took over the show and did his own episode.
Oh yeah, for Spider-Verse. That was in December of 2018. That was actually our last episode of 2018. Eli took over the show and did an episode by himself.
And the coolest thing about that is we didn't even know he was doing that. Nope. He just did it and sent us the audio.
And he just went and saw Spider-Verse, which by the way, Spider-Verse is amazing. And then sent us the clip. And here, use this. I'm like, yes.
Tell me, is that not the best Spider-Man movie ever made?
That is, I think, the best cartoon/Spider-Man/superhero movie that I've ever seen. It was
amazing. You think it's the best superhero movie?
As far as...
Because, I mean, for me, it's still... I'm still... It's all about the Avengers and the whole Marvel Cinematic Universe as a whole. It's hard to pick one movie, though. That's a whole thing.
You get, pick one movie that's better than Spider-Verse.
I know it's hard to do that.
You can say the whole MCU, but that's not one movie. You know,
I think Ragnarok is probably my favorite, and which is funny because I'm meeting more and more people who hated that movie.
I know, me too. I remember when it came out, everyone loved it. Now everyone's like, oh, it's not a good movie. I'm like, fuck you. It's funny and great.
Yeah, I think that's probably my favorite one.
Yeah, see, I think Spider-Verse is I think it's one of the best cartoons I've ever seen, animation-wise, right? It's amazing.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. I was like, oh my God, I want to see this. I want to watch this again. I didn't want to leave the theater.
Yeah, and I think it's by far the best Spider-Man movie, which is odd because it's the best Spider-Man movie where Peter Parker's not the main character.
Yeah, but it works. But he's in it the whole time.
He's in it, but the main character is Miles, and the story just works so well.
Yeah, well, like I told you, I said you'll regret if you don't go see that in the theater.
Oh, and man, it was. I took the kids all, I mean, we walked out of the theater and Jack, my 5-year-old, was like, he's like, I want a Miles costume.
Nice.
So he got a Miles mask and a web shooter for Christmas.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. So that was 2018.
That's 2018. Yeah. Yeah.
And we're getting ready for 2019 now. We're going to have a lot of stuff. We got more cons coming at you. We got a lot more interviews coming at you. We got more Kickstarter signal boosts coming at you. We got a lot of stuff to get through.
We have some plans. Stay tuned. February is going to be an exciting month. And so as every month after that for different reasons.
Yep. So there you guys go. Don't forget, you know, you hear us already. You're already listening to us. So whatever platform you're using, but you can tell your friends we're available on all the platforms. So
all of them.
If you like us, please share us out. And then we're on all the social medias. So just, you know, come say hi.
Yep. We're on Twitter the most. And if you want to call us and leave us a voicemail, you can do that at 707-656-2080. Again, 707-656-2080. If you don't want to call us, you don't want to talk to us, you just want to like email us, just splitcountry@gmail.com. It's pretty easy. I'm going to drop our website again because we got some great articles by Jay Roach written up there. He's got a new one that we're going to be publishing here next week. And that's scpod.net. Go check that out. It's great.
Yep. So there you guys go. All right, man. Don't forget to open your mind.
And read more. I forgot. Expand. I. You know what?
You said open awesome.
Your mind. I was expecting you to say expand your mind, and I just lost my train of thought. Open your mind and read more. There you go.
All right. Goodbye, 2018. Hello, 2019.
See ya.
See ya.
Oh, fuck.